During Thursday's press briefing on COVID-19, Dr. José Raúl de Armas Fernández, head of the group on transmissible diseases of the Cuban Health Ministry, confirmed that there are 11 confirmed cases of COVID-19 here in Cuba, 5 foreigners and 6 Cuban citizens who came in contact with infected people coming from or traveling abroad.
En estos momentos se encuentran ingresados en instituciones hospitalarias de nuestro país destinadas.
At the present time, there are 356 people hospitalized in Cuba, including the confirmed cases and others who are suspected cases or came in close contact with those infected. Of this figure, 101 are foreigners. All of them are in stable condition with good health. At this moment, none of the patients is in critical condition. I repeat, none of the 356 people hospitalized at this moment is in critical condition.
Dr. Fernandez stressed that the country is intensifying control and surveillance at entry ports, particularly with respect to travelers arriving from countries with a high number of positive cases, taking into account that all patients reported in Cuba are imported COVID-19 cases.
La primera tarea que vamos a cometer en hora.
The first measures will be aimed at strengthening international health surveillance, either at entry points or for travelers who are already in Cuban territory.
The head of the group on transmissible diseases of the Cuban Health Ministry insisted that the country has all the necessary resources to test, identify, and treat patients of COVID-19, including health personnel, medication, and hospital beds. Also, during Thursday's press briefing, Dr. Manuel Romero Placeres, director of the Havana-based Pedro Curie Tropical Medicine Institute, reported that the center, a national and international center specialized in research and treatment of infectious diseases, is currently focusing on the new coronavirus, COVID-19, and is working closely with the Cuban Health Ministry and the Pan American Health Organization, the World Health Organization, PAHO, WHO.
Hemos preparado todo el hospital para recibir a los pacientes.
We have created the conditions since the outbreak in late December to receive and treat patients detected at entry ports. At this moment, there are 42 people hospitalized at the Pedro Curie Institute. Of those, 33 are suspected cases and 5 are confirmed cases of COVID-19. None of the patients is in critical condition.
The director of the Pedro Curie Institute explained that one of the main focuses of the center's work has been personnel training to develop the necessary capabilities to test, identify, handle, and treat patients properly.
Hemos capacitado a los dos laboratorios que están en estos momentos funcionando.
We have trained the personnel in the two laboratories, one in Santiago de Cuba and the other in Villa Clara, that are fully operational right now, devoted to the COVID-19, besides our reference lab here in Havana. All three labs are working 24/7 in processing of samples received from across the country and releasing the results within 24 hours. Of course, we're complying with each and every safety regulation for these cases.
The director of the Pedro Curie Tropical Medicine Institute stressed that besides training the lab personnel and all doctors, nurses, and health personnel at all healthcare levels across the country, the training extends also to Cuban collaborators, members of the Henry Reeve Brigade, who are already offering their services in the battle against this disease in countries like Venezuela and Nicaragua.
Hemos capacitado además un ejército de médicos.
We have trained a large number of doctors, nurses, and health technicians who are now ready and willing to go to other countries, upon those countries' request, to assist in the fight against COVID-19 without neglecting protection of our own population. Sending health personnel on missions abroad to assist other peoples in need is in full compliance with the solidarity principle defended and promoted by the Cuban Revolution.
Meanwhile, Yanira Gomez Delgado, Director of Specialized Education Activities at Cuba's Education Ministry, said at the press conference that although measures are being constantly adopted to strengthen control and surveillance in school centers across the country, there is no need for school closures at this moment, as there is no community transmission of the disease in the country. She explained that preventive health measures have been increased and all the complementary, non-essential school activities have been either delayed or suspended, and that the teaching and non-teaching staff, as well as students at all levels, from daycare centers to the universities, are being permanently trained on the various ways that the disease is transmitted and how to protect themselves against it. The education official insisted that there has been not a single case of transmission of COVID-19 in any educational center across the country, and so there is no need at this moment to close schools, which would otherwise create unnecessary panic among the population.
En este momento no es prudente, no es aconsejable.
At this moment, there's no need for that. It is not prudent. Closing educational centers at this moment would only generate unnecessary alarm and panic. We are duly compliant with all established regulations. We are strengthening sanitation and surveillance activities, training students and school personnel, and preventing people with respiratory symptoms from accessing our centers, which significantly lowers the risk of infection in our schools.
The Director of Specialized Education Activities at Cuba's Education Ministry stressed that the situation is being monitored on a daily basis and measures will be adopted as they are needed. In the Q&A segment of the press conference on Thursday, Dr. José Raúl de Armas Fernández, head of the Group on Transmissible Diseases of the Cuban Health Ministry, insisted that Cuba does not rule out closing its borders if there was a need for that. He stressed that as long as there is no community transmission of COVID-19 in the country, Cuba will not close its borders. He insisted that a national group has been set up that reviews the situation on a permanent basis. On the news that China reported no new cases of COVID-19 infection on Thursday for the first time since the outbreak in December, the Cuban health official said it was very good news.
Bueno, la implicación que tiene para nosotros es la gran demostración de capacidad que ha tenido el pueblo chino.
The explanation that we have is that we appreciate the huge capacity of China. The Chinese government and people have fully demonstrated their huge capacity to control a serious mass epidemic in such a short period of time. They have set an example for the entire world. China has stopped being the epicenter of the COVID-19. Europe is now the epicenter.
You've been listening to excerpts of the press conference given by authorities with the Cuban Ministries of Healthcare and Education on the situation of COVID-19 in the country. For Radio Havana, Cuba, I'm Lena Valverde.